Blackstone Publishing presents Bottomland by Michelle Hoover. This book is read by Amy Landon, Robertson Dean, Tavia Gilbert, Emily Wu Seller, and Richard Powers.
Part 1. Never make too much. Man 1. It was little more than a month before winter shut us in when I last saw the youngest of my sisters, our little Merle. I woke to find her shivering just inside the front door when she should have long gone to bed. It was dark as a cellar in that hall, and outside it would be darker. Miles of field and grassland lay beyond the front porch. Our house sat alone on the prairie, far from its neighbors. The road to our place was a run of stubble and dirt. Merle's hair shone white on her shoulders, and she wore nothing but a nightgown, her arms and feet bare in the cold. Not enough sense to cover herself, though she was almost grown. I raised my lantern to her face. "Why, Merle," I said, "you'll catch your death." The look she gave, as if startled out of sleep. Her eyes teared, and she ducked her head. The door was locked at her back. After the war, Father would have made sure of it. A draft rushed our ankles from the doorstep. The rest of the house was still, nothing but a wind outside knocking the stable gate. I touched Merle's forehead and felt it damp. She brushed away my hand. Her other hand she hid behind her hip, and when I asked her to show it, she glanced up the staircase and called our sister's name, as if Esther might rush down to save her. I turned my head, and Merle was off, the white of her nightgown a whirl up the stair. In their bedroom above, the two girls whispered together.